It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel now.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording today's program on Wednesday, July 3rd, here at Biloxi City Hall. And we are recording it at 10:39 in the morning. And Cecilia, I think the town is ready for some fireworks.
That's right, and that's what I was going to say. We're recording it a day early because Thursday is the 4th of July, and all non-emergency city buildings are closed on Thursday the 4th and on Friday the 5th. Again, that's non-emergency. But like you said, yeah, everybody's getting ready for the 4th. There's a lot of activities coming up regarding the 4th of July and fireworks. It starts Wednesday night with the Biloxi Shuckers. After their game with the Mobile Bay Bears, they're going to have a fireworks show. And I believe it's the largest one that they have all year long. So that will follow the game on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, on July 4th, will be the annual Biloxi's annual 4th of July fireworks show, which will start at 9 p.m. and it will be shot off a barge near Deer Island. So viewing is anywhere along the coast, along the beach, I guess I should say, in Biloxi. And we also have the fireworks free zone, which is between Oak Street and the Small Craft Harbor. And again, fireworks free zone means that no fireworks are to be shot off there, so it's a more comfortable place for visitors and families to hang out. Police will be in the area. They will be monitoring that area because, again, it is enforced. No fireworks in that area.
But if you're going to go down to the no fireworks, fireworks-free zone, which goes from the Small Craft Harbor to Oak, as you said, remember there's some construction going on down on the beach where they're building the new waves, the new concrete structures that are going to replace the drainage pipes. A lot of people often wondered what those pipes were for. Those are drainage pipes, storm drain pipes, the storm water. So make sure that we know what that is. And anyway, there's some construction down there.
So what are they going to look like when they're complete?
When they are complete, they're going to look like, I think you'd call it undulating concrete. It's going to be like a wave, and it's going to be a nice wide path that you can walk on this thing. You used to not be able to walk onto the pipes. In fact, they had signs that said, stay off of these pipes. But now it's going to be more of an attraction. This is something Governor Bryant introduced, I think it was about a year ago, and man, they jumped right on that, and they got right there. I went to the Shuckers game last night, and Hunter Reed, the general manager, says this is going to be a fireworks show that is just going to be unbelievable. It's going to be, like you said, the best of the year. It's going to be the longest of the year, and then that's going to be tonight, and then after the game with the Bay Bears, then on the front beach, you're looking, the figure I heard was $40,000, a $40,000 fireworks show. We want to point out that this Boom Boom Committee, which is Jerry Monroe, Rusty David, and a number of other civic-minded individuals, they go out to businesses and they gather up money to pay for this show. The city puts in, I think it was $10,000 that was approved last night. Boy, isn't that nice? You know they're going to get that check tomorrow. Anyway, I mean, but they know the money's coming. So it's going to be a beautiful fireworks show. And then, since we're a city that likes to overdo things, we have a fireworks show on Saturday night, and it's called, it used to be called Battle Over the Bay. I don't think they call it that anymore. It's called the Back Bay Annual Fireworks, and that's Saturday at 9 o'clock, and we want to thank our friends, especially over at Scarlet Pearl, big supporter of what we do here in public affairs, big supporter of the community, not just the Iberville, but the whole one coast. So we want to thank Scarlet Pearl as well as IP, the two sponsors of that tremendous fireworks show on Back Bay.
And all these are free.
Yeah, all free shows. The Shuckers one, you want to pay for that baseball game to get in there to see that. Now, you can probably go on top of some nearby parking garage or something and watch it, but to really appreciate it, you got to be inside of MGM Park. So spend that, $7 to sit on the berm. You know, I mean, where else can you find a deal like that?
And don't forget the hot dogs.
Oh, the hot dogs, and they've been playing some great baseball over there, and they just do a fabulous job with the between innings entertainment, and you just can't say enough about that. I want to see William Sackett sing the national anthem over there. I have yet to see that.
No, there was an event. Remember, there was an event we had when it first opened, and we had Thad Cochran and the whole gang.
Oh, this was one of the Katrina events. Plus 10.
Yeah, I was very honored by that and very humbled. But folks, if you step back for a moment, spend the $7, have a hot dog, have a beer, see a wonderful game, see a great halftime, and then see the fireworks that you'll be able to savor for the rest of your life.
You can bring the family. That's what's great about it. Minor League Baseball works to make it affordable and a family attraction. What else?
Well, he said you can bring the family, but I would urge people not to bring their pets to any of these fireworks shows. A lot of pets do not like the sounds of fireworks. They get scared, and you don't want to have to worry about your dog running off and getting scared. So leave those animals at home to each one of these fireworks shows.
The other big thing that was on the city council meeting last night during the agenda, but nobody said a word about it. Ooh. And this was Margaritaville, right, Cecilia?
Yeah, it was the first reading of an item for new work.
Yeah, it's called the Master Plan Amendment. And the reason that they have a master plan there is because there used to be this thing called a casino there, Casino Magic. And so whenever Margaritaville came in, there was an existing master plan. Anytime it's a major investment or a major outpouring anytime we have something that's going to require multiple ingress and egress, parking, garages, other out facilities, there is a master plan required by the city. All the casinos have them. There was one right down there for Casino Magic. When Margaritaville came in, they did not have to change the master plan because they stayed in the same footprint of the existing building. But now what they're doing is, we're happy to say, they're going to be building the huge amusement park with the giant Ferris wheel and the bar that floats up in the air. That required a little bit of a master plan amendment. There was no problem with it at all in the first reading. They're going to be voting on it at the next city council meeting, and we're just excited to see that move forward because you hear more and more about family entertainment and where is it. It's going to be right there. It's going to be at Big Play. It's going to be at any of the number of attractions that we have along our front beach. What else?
And I know I attended the Planning Commission meeting where this item came up, and they were really excited, and the developers said for the amusement park portion, it's a couple of different phases. I think the next phase is going to be a parking garage and the amusement park area with the Ferris wheel. And they were hoping to start that work as early as August of this year.
We're going to see what happens with that. If you want to see the phases, it's right there on the website, as well as a rendering of what the new Margaritaville is going to look like. I'm trying to think of what else we have going on. I think to BTV. We're just rocking and rolling with BTV.
Yeah, that's something fun and exciting that we've started. Of course, BTV, Biloxi Television. It is on Sparklight, formerly known as Cable One, Channel 56, and now it's on AT&T UVerse, Channel 99. So what it is just we're still working on it. We have stuff coming out. We have stuff that's showing, but we're still working on it. But we have a lot of things going on, a lot of things showing, such as we've had the Are You Ready event, which is the City of Biloxi's hurricane preparedness outreach event, just to remind people we are in hurricane season. So just make sure that you have a plan and be prepared for that. We also have city council meetings that are showing on there, and we've had the one that council meeting that was on Tuesday is showing on there today and tomorrow, and it will continuously show it. But we have a lot of things going out, a lot of things like Breakfast with the Mayor. The recent Breakfast with the Mayor is on there. The next one is coming up, I believe, July the 17th is when the mayor will do that. So a lot of things. Plus, we have a lot of videos that just show the area, you know, Biloxi and the lighthouse and stuff like that.
The history of the Biloxi Lighthouse, the history of Biloxi, these are... They go from 9 to 10 minute video vignettes that tell the story of Biloxi. And these are videos that, quite frankly, are now showing daily at the visitor center. But a lot of people might not go to that visitor center. And we want to help educate you about the town, the community that you live in, and how we got to where we are today. Speaking of where we are today, there's also the infrastructure monthly report that is on that BTV as well as on the city's YouTube page. What we're endeavoring to do is tell you exactly what roads have been paved, what roads are being paved, and what roads will be paved. We're trying to tell you what you can expect to see in your community. For those who live Lee Street all the way down to Point Cadet, we're happy to say what they're seeing right now are paved roads. And we're talking about final paving is already done on a lot of them. What you're seeing now is a very minor amount of dirt roads north of the railway. When you get south of the railway, you're getting into the Hemp Hill area. They're continuing to work hard on Benaki. They're continuing to work on the Irish Hill area. They also provide a report. It's one report. It's about 4 minutes long. It's a video, shows you the work. It's from Oscarinda and it's from Hemp Hill to keep you abreast of the road work. Shows you maps as well, detailed, showing you what water's been done, what sewer's been done, what paving's been done, what storm drains have been done. It's a pretty complicated process, and we've made it look that way.
And one thing, I know it's only been a month, I think, Vincent, since we spoke of this, but it's 1 month forward in a 1.5 to 2 year period that, yes, we will see train service again.
Oh, we are so excited about that. That's another thing on BTV. We show the Amtrak visit that we saw, the rail inspection tour. And what we're excited about there is the money has been put aside by the federal government. We want to thank Roger Wicker. We also want to thank the late Thad Cochran. This was a big thing that he worked on, and we know that Cindy Hyde-Smith is continuing to carry that ball forward.
And one last note, I know all you on the trains. You always hear, and they all make fun of me about this love of steam. Well, anyway, if you follow the news and whatsoever, throughout the country, there's been a major resurgence of steam locomotives in passenger service. It's mainly by the railroad companies. It's a big PR event. It's down memory lane. But that's going to be a little quest of mine once we get this all straightened out to ask, say, you know, either the Union Pacific or the Chesapeake in Ohio or one of the railroad companies that have these locomotives, like the Big Boy, which if you look it up, you'll know what I mean. The largest steam locomotive we ever had in the country was refurbished and is back on the tracks. That will be a moment for Biloxi history to have one of them come here, but it's coming back, so I thought I'd make a footnote.
One time that I rode on the train was right after Camille, and that was the bridge was gone, but the train bridge was still there, and we rode on a passenger train from over here in Biloxi to Ocean Springs, the only time I've ever ridden on a train. Isn't that terrible? You talk about steam, and I got to tell you, steam's pretty big in schools right now, too, except they make it quick. They take the A out, and it's called STEM. Cecilia, wrap up the show. I got to go do a TV interview. Thank you, William.
Sure, there's a lot of things going on this weekend, kind of celebrating the 4th of July. We have the Star Spangled Cleanup, which is on Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's put on by the Harrison County Beach Authority or Commission, and it is a cleanup that takes place along the coast at a lot of the Harrison County beaches, which is, you know, in Biloxi and Gulfport. And so if you're interested in that, you can go to the Mississippi Coastal Cleanup website, which is www.mscoastalcleanup.org for more information. We also have our first Friday event on July 5th from 5 to 8 in the Royal Magnolia and Water Street area, where shops stay open late and offer specials. It's free admission. And then one more thing just to remind you about the fireworks. Biloxi Shuckers fireworks event is after the game on Wednesday tonight at MGM Park. The annual Biloxi Fireworks Show is on Thursday, July 4th, starting at 9 p.m., and then the Scarlet Pearl and IP event, known as the Back Bay Annual Fireworks Show, is at 9 p.m. on Saturday, July the 6th.
And where can we find all this information?
On our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Happy 4th of July. Be safe as you drive. This is William Sackett speaking.